Thanks for joining us for a thought from God's Word on a plain path.
Hello again, this is Brother Jonathan Ritchie. Thanks for coming to A Plain Path. You know, Acts chapter 9 to me is probably one of the most interesting chapters in all the Bible. And really, as far as the history of the church and the history of our Bible is concerned, a very important chapter as well, because in Acts chapter 9 we read about the conversion of Saul, who you and I better know as Paul. But something amazing happens here, and actually it seemed to all hang in the balance for a moment in Acts chapter 9 when Paul, or Saul, came to try to join himself back at the church of Jerusalem. And you can read about it in Acts chapter 9, verses 26 and 27, when the Bible says, "And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples. But they were all afraid of him, and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him, and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and that he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus." You see, Paul had tried to come back and join himself to the church, but they were still afraid of him. Because, see, he was that man who tried to destroy the church and persecuted the church, and they were still afraid that he might be that man. But I like how the Bible said that there was a man named Barnabas who took him. And my thought for you today is very simple. How many of us needed a Barnabas? I don't know if you remember when you got saved, but maybe when you came to the church, maybe you felt a little out of place. Maybe you felt like a little different. But somebody, a Barnabas, came and helped you out. Or maybe you think, let me ask you this. At your church on Sunday, did you see some people walk in who maybe weren't wearing their clothes that you had on? Or maybe they didn't seem to act the way that you thought they should act in church? Maybe they need a Barnabas. Maybe you need to be that Barnabas. The truth is that you and I may have never even had a Bible. Maybe we would have never been able to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ if it hadn't been for Barnabas.
May God bless you today as we continue together on a plain path.